¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Is it a crisis? Hi, I'm Jarvis Smith, and my new show, Lean Into Clean, will inspire, impress, and inform. What can we all do to clean up our lives so the next generations and, of course, our beautiful planet can thrive? Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus, and restore the natural way so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. This is Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio. Oh, have I got something in store for you today? I have got one of the hottest artists on the circuit right now that is using music to stimulate and educate and awaken people around what we know is now a climate crisis. So I'm super excited. Today's guest is A.Y. Young. Now, A.Y. Young is a producer, a singer, a songwriter, an entrepreneur. He's powered his battery tour performances by using renewable energy. He was recently named a United Nations UN Youth Leader for Sustainable Development Goals and has performed at President Biden's inauguration. Wow, I didn't know that bit. AY is currently working on a global goals album labeled Project 17 in collaboration with some of the Earth's biggest artists, and we'll go into that in more detail, and companies, obviously brand ambassador companies, to create one song for each of the 17 SDGs. That's the Sustainability Development Goals. He is on a mission to collaboratively make our planet a kinder and more sustainable world with a network of some of the most high-powered companies in the world. So let's get plugged in. It starts when we come together. So welcome to the show, A.Y. Young. Thank you for joining us.
What's up, man? Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here. What part of the world are you in? Where are you right now?
I just got back into the Midwest. So I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, in my hometown. Actually, I just got back from the Grammys. But I'm in my hometown. It's home of Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, if you watch football, NFL. I'm home.
Yeah, I don't watch football. I won't pretend to watch anything, to know anything about it. I'm a soccer fan. I'm in the UK, right?
Oh, yeah. You're in the UK. You know what I'm saying? You see, well, I'm talking about the Chiefs because we just won the Super Bowl, right? So many people know Kansas City now, my little hometown. So, yeah. That's awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm sure some of our listeners will be into American football. So thank you for sharing that with us. So A.Y. Young, you are, you know, in my world, one of the hottest musicians around at this moment in time. Tell me a little bit about you. Like what do my listeners need to know about you that makes you interesting and supportive of the sustainable journey that we're in?
Yeah, dope. I mean, I think... I think like what makes me work and why it's growing is just, it's authentic. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, for me, like I didn't actually set out to be some young leader or, you know, a lot of these things. It was really more, I think in life, like we should be doing what we love to do every day. Like what is life for not doing what we love to do? And like, my story is just like, plugging into my passion, being like, okay, I love music. After I got the X Factor TV show, I was like, you know, how can I do a concert anywhere? I was told no, just like many of you listening are told no about a lot of the things you want to do, whether it's music or a business or whatever. And I just, dug deep and figured out, well, how can I do what I love to do? Figured out how to power a concert anywhere. And I just started doing it without asking permission, right, to keep my dreams alive and my passion going, to do what I love to do.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. So, gosh, there's so much for me to unpick there. So you were on X Factor, is that right?
Yeah. Well, in 2012, I got my star in the X Factor TV show. It was
right.
Great. Yeah, pretty cool.
Okay, got it. So it's a massive, massive show. Obviously, yeah. You know, legendary. So that really was the moment that kind of launched you to the world, right?
Yeah, well, it was that, but I really call it more of the learning moment, right? It's the journey that gets us to where we're at. And for me, you know, it was the U.S. version. I know that in the U.K., the X Factor is pretty big, right? It was the U.S. version. So, you know, L.A. Reid, Simon Cowell, Britney Spears, Demi Lovato, those were my mentors and judges. And I learned a lot about the music business and industry that I've now applied to a Battery Tour, this touring company, and the success now that I've had even Project 17. So learned a lot, got four yeses. And when I got off the show, it was like, okay, I want to keep doing music. And I got told no a lot. I tried to open up for big name artists. It was no. And so that's when I obsessed over energy. And I found out that energy is the base resource. Like, you know, we all need it in our food, in our water, right? We all need energy. And if you store enough of it, you know, you can power anything. And that's how I started.
Nice. I love that. I mean, you and yourself are a ball of energy. Like every time I've met you, you've been, you know, so alive, so present, so in the moment, full of passion, full of energy. Who were the artists? You know, when I look at you and I obviously watch your videos, I've listened to your latest singles, you know, the way you move, you're a dancer, I know. You really reminded me of when I used to, you know, listen and love to really connect with Michael Jackson, you know, that kind of really strong presence that he had. So I'm guessing he was one of your influences, but who else has influenced you along the journey? And did I get it right with Michael? Would that be on point? I
mean, you know, the crazy part about it is I really didn't listen to much Michael. I mean, heck, man, before I made Project 17, I really didn't know much about We Are the World. It was before my time. Now, obviously, I've heard Michael Jackson songs. We've all heard Michael records, but he wasn't actually someone I was super focused on. It's been a wide range, man. It's crazy. You know, I think a lot of it comes back from me being an athlete, Division I athlete. So I played basketball and knowing how to be in front of people. Always kind of been a little bit of an entertainer, but I didn't start music till I was like 19. You know what I mean? So for me, I would say this is what drove me is the understanding that it takes maybe 10,000 hours. Have you heard of that, bro? Like the 10,000 hours to master something? You heard of that? Yeah, okay, cool. So you can explain what that is to the viewers then. What's your understanding of 10,000 hours?
Yeah, well the 10,000 hours, I mean, when there used to be the model of somebody that was experienced at what they do, they take on an apprentice, then the 10,000 hours is the amount of time that the apprentice had to commit before they could become a master at what they were focused on, right?
So So if you're listening, like, guys, when I started music, I was like, okay, in order to master music, or just like when I did basketball, I wanted to be like Kobe Bryant, I wanted to be the best. So, you know, sometimes I would dribble with my right hand and shoot, you know, and I would try to master just that. Then you switch and you dribble with the left and shoot. You got to do that 10,000 hours, you know, 10,000 hours in every piece. So when I did music, I was like, okay, I got to, you know, that's why I was doing 8 to 10 hour shows with the Battery Tour, right? You know, in America, you know, a 4 hours is a part-time job. So a full-time job is 8 hours. So when I first started the Battery Tour, I was doing 8-hour performances, you know, and I was doing all genres because somebody wanted to hear, you know, Garth Brooks. Somebody wanted to, you know, the Beatles is something I had to do, you know, so then people would gather and then I could do my originals or Michael Jackson or Jason Derulo or this or that or Prince or James Brown or, right? So to be honest, I put 10,000 hours into live performing and trying to be great at making music. And I've studied all over the board, which I think has led me to be able to create this new album where it's all these different genres and we're working from with the Peter Gabriels of the world to the whatever, or we're trying to, you know, onboard the Peter Gabriels and the Paul McCartneys and the Billie Eilishes and the whatever, you know, and it's different sounds, you know, and I've just got those skills thanks to spending the 10,000 hours.
Yeah. Nice. You've been committed. You've been committed. And that's, well, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Thank you. So I want to talk a bit about the battery tour before we got to get on to Project 17. Bit of background. I don't know if you know this, but I am also a signed recording artist. I'm now at the, you know, kind of the back end of my career.
Let's go.
I'm still signed in America to a label called Gypsy Pop Records. I'm signed as my band, which is called The Phoenix Rose, but it's a music project. But I wanted to tell you this. When I got my very first single signed, which was back in the mid-2000s, I created the world's first sustainable recording contract with my record label. And we committed,
that's awesome,
as an artist, we committed to only play 100% renewable powered stages. We committed to not make any merchandise unless it was pre-ordered. We committed to release digital single. We got the recording studio and the record company to switch to 100% renewable energy. And that was all written into my recording contract. We would only wear ethical clothes. We wouldn't fly. So I couldn't, you know, so massive, massive commitments. And then it turned out there was hardly any stages to perform on in that time. And then we went on to perform at Glastonbury, Isle of Wight, all the big festivals in the UK. So I was your kind of, you know, I was kind of there in the very early stages, if you like, laying out this
You know, I'm not sure if anyone's even doing that with their contracts at all right now, Jarvis. Like, that's crazy. I mean, yeah, honestly, bro, like, that's crazy.
So thank you. So I just wanted to share that with you because, you know, that's kind of, you know, I don't do music anymore because I just don't, I've got a family and, you know, so what I do now is I record songs. My latest single was called Save the World. It was a cover version with Swedish House Mafia. It was in partnership with Greta Thunberg. She's featured in the video. And it was really to raise money for MAPA, the most affected people in areas around the world under the Fridays for Future movement. So, you know, there's a real connection that I have with you. So thank you for doing what you do.
Likewise. Listen to your music and maybe we work on something for the planet.
Yeah, well, that'd be great. I would definitely send you the Save the World chat that we did. Tell me about the battery tour. What is it? What does it? How is it different to how other people tour?
Pleasure to be talking to you, Jarvis. Man, this dude's a legend out here, y'all. Y'all gotta know. All right. The battery tour. I mean, here's the thing: is, you know, it's interesting because now, you know, it feels like it's a wave now, and everyone's kind of trying to use their music to power impact. But since 2012 is when I started the battery tour. You know, it's always been a music for impact model, right? It's been a concert, a tour, a festival, a mini, you know, micro festival, powered 100% by renewable energy, and we use the proceeds to help, you know, promote, develop, deploy sustainable solutions to people who need it, right? So the battery tour has helped bring energy to like over 18 countries, food, water, and different things, right? So each concert has impact. And that's what it's always been. I mean, obviously, it's always convened the local community and, you know, you can, you know, like-minded individuals or organizations can have a presence there, right, that believe in sustainability or all these things. And it's been a great way for other artists, not just me. I'm the flagship artist of the Battery Tour, but there's other artists that have, you know, play all around the world that care about sustainability. So, you know, I'm so happy to have done the first ever renewable energy concert in the history of Times Square. And Battery Tour is growing and scaling because it seems like the world cares about the planet more. And something like, you know, this sustainable tour that was so grassroots is now scaling. It's awesome, yeah. Man.
That's amazing. I mean, real hats off to you. Well done. And can I ask you then, how do you, I mean, as an artist, you know, one of the biggest things that made me not succeed as being an artist was the fact that you have to travel and be on tour all the time and catch planes from one place to another and all of that. So you've obviously got those issues that you have to deal with, right? How do you, in your own kind of psychological, value-based, purposeful lifestyle, how do you deal with that? Like, what do you tell yourself when you have to jump on a plane and get from A to B very quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really tell myself that much because I understand that I'm just an outlet and that, you know, I have this thought that, you know, everyone in the world, you know, it's funny, I wear the outlet on me, right? The logo of the Battery Tour. And, you know, you see all this artwork of people around, and people send me photos of outlets right now. Like, if you're listening, I don't know who's listening out there in the UK, but a lot of people in the UK, they see that the plug, and they say, hey, I'm plugged into the battery tool with my passion. You know what I'm saying? Nice. But I have this idea that, you know, everyone in the world, everything is an outlet for change, and plugged into each other on the local level, on the community level, on the national level, world level, that we can power change, but it's collective action. It takes radical collaboration. And so I see me as playing a part. First of all, again, I never set out to be, you know, an activist or a sustainability. And you can look back and say, okay, my dad was an activist. He changed my city block by block. I'll talk about my parents and how they made me to be who I am. I know, homeschooled, all these things. But I set out to be, you know, an artist and bring the world together, right, to make change. And so I understand that there are systems in place that need to change, you know, and I can only do so much as a human who is funded, you know, grassroots, independent, you know, doing this alone, you know, and with the people, with the outlets. So, you know, I know all of those things, and I understand that there's a system in place that needs, you know, there needs to be a paradigm shift. You know, and so that's what I'm bringing the world, and I know what I'm bringing the world. And so, you know, I like to make sure I document everything, because every year technology changes. I was using deep cycle batteries in 2012. You know, now we do battery technology is so crazy now. Soon it might just be something this small that powers your whole house. You know, right? People used to laugh at me and be like, well, a real artist performs in venues. What are you doing outside? You know, and it's like, well, every venue is fossil fuel. Well, you know, now all of a sudden, hey, why, you're great. This is wonderful. Yeah. Can we do, I'll say that I definitely know my role is to bring the message to the people and to get the people plugged in and get the world in, plugged in, and to help push toward the paradigm shift, right? So if that makes sense, you speak about flights, you know, I thanks to, you know, having General Motors plugged into the battery tour, I met the CSO, who's a great lady over at Delta, and, you know, I'm meeting a lot of these CSOs and CEOs, and, you know, so I think it's, you know, my role to be like, here's how the system is built and what we're doing and the impact it's having, whether it's negative or positive. How can we work together as outlets for change, plug in and fix the system for not just me, all of us, all the artists that are not Coldplay and not Billie Eilish and are even, you know, the Lumineers big and this big, right? So, you know, that's the mission I'm on, and nothing's perfect. It's not going to be perfect. The system ain't perfect how it is right now. I don't know why people act like it is, because it's not. There is no perfect way. We are only working every day to do the best that we can do. And that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I had to ask the question because, you know, it's such a big issue. And you're right. You know, Coldplay and Ed Sheeran and, you know, a lot of these artists, they try to do what they can when it comes to sustainability and put their money into reforestation or offset the tour, et cetera, et cetera. So, no, I get it. I get it. I had to ask the question because I know my listeners wanted me to ask
that. People ask me all the time, you know, and here's the thing, you know, some of these activists, I guess, or, you know, young leaders, they take certain stances. Oh, well, I'm not going to travel. You know, Greta Thunberg did that, you know, and that's great for them. But I'm here to get the entire world plugged in and to bring a paradigm shift. I don't shy away from traveling, but, you know, also I didn't build a plane. So I'm trying to call the people that build planes, fly them every day, and they do that thing. You know, I built a battery. You know, I know the music piece. I can power Times Square. There's a lot that I can do. I don't know nothing about planes, but I know people that do, right? Yeah. And those are the people that I'm trying to bring to the table to help change the system. So maybe the next time I fly, it's more sustainable. You get the best the world has to offer in every facet of humanity. You bring them together with radical collaboration, and we'll make this happen together for sure.
I appreciate that, and I hear you, and I'm you know, I'm fully supportive of you and that vision, so thank you for that. So before we go into your Project 17, because that's obviously the biggie, just tell me about COP28 and your experience of that, because you You opened at the opening ceremony. That's right. You were, I mean, I was seeing you kind of all over the media when it came to what the UN were offering. So what was your role in that? And how did you find that? How did you find being a part of that, you know, big UN climate conference?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, so if someone's listening, you're like, what is COP? What is he talking about? You know, it's called the Conference of Parties, right? Right. It's like this big climate conference that the United Nations puts on for all these, you know, stakeholders, you know, companies, artists, people that care about sustainability, you know, to make it happen, I guess, essentially, right? I've been to COP like every year for the last, like, what, 3 years? I've been to COP like the last 3 years. That one was really interesting. COP28 was like, for me, the eureka moment, like the moment it all kind of came together. I've been doing these climate conferences, showing up for all the different UN events I'm invited to, you know, bringing sustainability through music. I mean, nonstop. I mean, I did 200, no, yeah, I did, it was about 215, 230 shows last year, right, around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, man, trying to, you know, on the battery tour, getting people plugged into what's possible and this Project 17. So it was so cool to go to COP. It was nuts. I'll tell you, people say, how was COP for you? I give this example. I said, okay. So I was with Ellie Goulding. So she's a friend of mine. Ellie Goulding. She's a singer. She has a song called Lights. You know, really big artist, whatever. We were
She's a UN ambassador as well, isn't she, Ellie Goulding?
Yeah, she's alongside Rocky Dalwhinnie, who just joined Project 17. We'll talk about that in a second. So I'm walking with her for like 20 minutes, right? By minute number 4, she stops me and says, "AY, oh my God, you're famous." Because the amount of people running up to me like, AY, oh my gosh, you're here. Battery tour, Project 17 was just so heavy that like I had to tell my guys, hey, can you guys create a... I'm trying to talk with Ellie. Like, can I just not do for 5 minutes so we can talk about Project 17, her singing on this thing? Like, that was COP, man. Yeah, I opened COP, I closed COP. I worked with some really great producers. We teamed up with Red One and some really great guys and did the COP anthem with UAE, the official anthem, the song, you know, in the same Music for Impact formula that Project 17 is. So the song is raising money for the UNHCR and Rescue Committee. And we teamed up with, you know, 14 of the biggest artists in the world, Gims, Agnes, Anushka Sen. It was beautiful, right? And of course, I did the same thing I always do, the grassroots effort, because I am a grassroots artist. I came from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in all the pavilions, the youth ones, still doing what I do, bringing that music for impact, bringing that change. It was awesome, man, to see it kind of all come together, because I've been working really hard in the sustainability space, you know, the last couple of years. So, you know, perfect way to catapult to this next year.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Anyway, I'm going to have to stop you there because we do have to cut to a commercial break. Don't go away. Everybody that's listening, we're going to come back. We're going to ask AY about Project 17, which is the you know, the big project we want to hear about. So we'll cut to a commercial break. I'll see you back in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back. So, AY, we were just about to get into Project 17. So, what is Project 17, first of all? Tell us.
It's an upcoming, like, it's a music project, but it's more than that. I mean, some people say this is, like, could be the next, like, I don't know, they say we are the world or whatever. But, I mean, really, it's about the global goals. So, if you're listening and you don't know what the global goals are, or you don't know what the 17 SDGs are, like, that's what this is about. So there are these 17 things that the United Nations and all these countries are like, hey, we got to do this by 2030, right? Like, everyone needs to have food. Everyone needs to have water, you know what I'm saying? Energy. It's why I'm one of the 17 young leaders, because I guess, you know, the UN, the Secretary General was like, oh, this guy's helping people achieve, he's achieving goal 7. He's getting people energy, right? So he should be one of these 17 leaders. So what I
Nice.
right?
So you're the energy leader. All right.
Yeah. That's why they picked me gold 7 one time. But you know what's so crazy? It's like, I remember when the Secretary General called me and they were telling me about the goals two and a half, three years ago. You know, I had never heard of the goals.
Like, oh, wow.
No idea. Like, I have no, I mean, I know who Lil Wayne is. I know a Drake song. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, the world knows when Kim Kardashian posts, like, her body online, you know? Or, you know, it's funny because I told the people, I was like, I told the Secretary General and stuff, and his name's Antonio Guterres, Amina Mohammed's the deputy. That's like the vice president and president, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, more people know Johnny Depp's relationship, you know what I'm saying, than the ghost. Yeah. Isn't yeah. it crazy? More it's people crazy. Know Johnny Depp's divorce than goal 8. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I was like, okay, I got to fix this. And the best way is music. And I've been doing it my whole life, right? I did a concert and then that raised money. And I got someone in Haiti or Honduras or Africa, an energy box. So they have energy, you know? So I was like, easy. One song for each goal, right? One song yep. for each goal. One song for poverty. Yep. One song for each song with a major artist singing or rapping about what they care about, because everyone has a passion. Everyone's an outlet, right? There's nobody, if you're listening right now and we're talking about these goals, Google them, look them up. I guarantee you there's a goal that you care about, that you're passionate about. That's what you plug in at. And then I'm like, okay, shoot, I got to own this. Because you know what I'm saying? I can't sign with a record label and they're going to want, you know, 80% of it, because then I won't be able to give it away. Because the idea is like 100% of the proceeds of the album, my profits, are going to go to organizations that do the work. And those are nonprofits, right. whatever. Get people yeah. food, get people water. So 17 songs, 17 sponsors. So I can own the song, right? Distribute it, secure the artist, right? And give the money to 17 implementing partners or more, right? That do the work. That's what Prize 17 is, and it's kicking off.
That's amazing. I love that concept. And I totally get the model about, you know, artists creating music for a higher purpose or for a bigger purpose or for inclusive. We did that exactly the same with Save the World when we did it for Greta Thunberg. All of my royalties, 100% of them actually go back to the cause. The Swedish House Mafia gave us the song, you know, as everybody got on board so we could actually raise money. And that's actually easy because all people have to do is play Spotify or iTunes or Amazon Prime or wherever you listen to your music. And every time yeah. it gets played, it racks up money, right? So it doesn't even cost people money yeah. or YouTube or whatever. So no, I don't. Yeah, yeah, you know, I get it. And I love it.
It's going to be crazy because, you know, we'll set out and do 17 concerts in the U.S. first, and then we'll do 17 globally because I'm obviously a global artist. But even at the concert, buying a ticket to go to the concert, which will be powered by battery tour, you know, 100% clean yeah, energy.
Nice.
Right? That's what I do. I've powered over 900 concerts so far, close to 1,000 using renewable energy. So, you know, battery tour, of course, right? So, you know, it's, and yeah, you already see the model of, like, you know, that's why we're also developing a 17 episode docuseries, because I think storytelling is the key to, to storytelling. I was just on a call with an artist named Anushka Sen. She's like one of the biggest influencers in all of India. We had teamed up together about a month or two ago and did the COP anthem. So you'll see her singing on the COP anthem with me for COP. But like, we were just talking about, you know, her on goal 4, which seems like this is about to happen. So I guess this is an announcement in a way. But like, you know, like the impact that we can make in terms of connecting to youth and storytelling about goal 4, because a lot of people don't know that people lack education. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, some people don't have access to it at all. So how are they going to fight climate change or get themselves out of poverty if they have no access to education, right? So that's why I like the goals, guys, if you're listening, because it's, you know, the world's really interesting. They'll tell you, go be sustainable or recycle or do this. But, you know, it's very hard to understand, like, what can we do? Yeah. You know, and like, it's hard. It's like to say fight climate or climate action. Like, the word is so weird to me. Like, it's always been weird to me. I'm like, what does that even mean, bro? Do you mean like recycle? Like, I don't know what you mean. When I look at the goals, though, I can be like, oh, good health and wellness. Oh, okay. Everyone needs energy. Oh, people need water. And I can use my passion and take an action toward one of the goals, which create, you know, which move everything forward. You know what I'm saying? If you get people out of poverty, then you'll be able to get people like like, you know, decent work and economic growth. And right, I mean, come on. So that's what we're doing here.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, that's, you know, absolute hats off to you. It's amazing. I fully support it. Whatever you need in the UK, if we can introduce you to some festivals that we partner with, we, you know, we got obviously got the radio show now. So let's try and be a support for you in the UK and get you out in front of the people that care.
Here. Musically, brother, let's talk, because the UK is my second home. I got more love out of there. Right. That's where that Peter Gabriel, that's where freaking Coco's at. That's where, like, a lot of great artists like Lime. I'm doing something with Lime here. I forget their name. You know, a lot of great bands and artists. Let's talk, bro. After this, we're talking about getting the world plugged in.
Yeah, great. We'll definitely do that. And you should know, every single show, we always play that track that I vocal on, the Save the World song, to engage our audience, to get it played and to get it played. So I'll send you the song. And if you like it, then maybe you could just come and feature on that. And that could be one of the songs. So let's see. Let's just work it out and see what happens. We're talking about music, man. I always ask all of my guests to give me, you know, two songs that are really meaningful to them when it comes to perhaps a soundtrack for the climate crisis or whatever. But obviously, with you being an artist, you've come with two songs. I'm hoping they're two of your own songs. What's the first song that you're going to choose?
Yeah, totally. Man, the first song I'm going to choose, you know, we like to call it We Can Change the World, but it might be mentioned as regeneration here. It's going to be repackaged as something else. But it's with my homies from this band called The Head and the Heart. It's called We Can Change the World, about regenerating the world.
All right. This is Regeneration, currently titled, and we're going to play this song and we'll come back to AY Young in a minute. So that was Regeneration. AY, what amazing song. Why did you choose that record? What was the purpose of you choosing that song? And how does it make you feel?
Yeah, it makes me feel, I think what people talk about so much, and like why so many collaborators are even interested in it, is that it feels like love. It feels like the Beatles. It feels like, you know, teaming up with The Head and the Heart, Jonathan Russell from The Head and the Heart on there, just that voice. You know, and the idea, you know, that was the first song that I tackled when I was trying to do Project 17. It's like, you know, there's a goal about, you know, how we all have to come together, every facet of humanity, in order to achieve the goals. And so I wanted something that was just like broad and would bring everyone together and empower us to feel like we can change the world. We can regenerate this world, right? Yeah.
Nice. No, get it. I totally get it. And I think, you know, it absolutely delivers as well. So how can people find your music? What's the best way for people to, obviously your tracks are on Spotify, your social media, what is that, AY Music?
Yeah. And really at this point, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm AY Young. So you can just type letter A, letter Y Young, and you can find me, find my music, find everything, you know. But I, a lot of times I tell people, hey, man, just, it's so much easier sometimes to just find the battery tour, right? Get plugged right in and then you'll find AY, right? Because, you know, there's so much we're doing here in terms of bringing the world clean energy and doing these concert tours that for all artists, right? Not just me. I'm just another outlet. So I say get plugged into the battery tour and let's power change together, you know?
Okay, great. You heard that straight from the artist's mouth. So get behind AY, search for the battery tour and you'll see AY. I mean, I've listened to so many of your earlier, you know, the kind of more hip hop kind of groove stuff that was just great. And the new stuff, which is on brand for Lean Into Clean, so thank you for doing that. So all right, let's just take ourselves for a moment, me and you, let's take ourselves to 2030, right? So we all know that 2030 is a pivotal moment in the climate crisis time, because we've got to have peaked emissions in the next you know, very, very short space of time, and then we've got to have reduced our emissions, when you talk about energy, by 50% by 2030, if we are going to achieve that pivotal moment of going over that critical temperature rise of 2 degrees, right? Now, many, many, many scientists are saying it's too late. We're not going to achieve that. We're already on the trajectory to be 2.5 or even higher by, you know, in the next 100 years. So let's just hold a vision. 2030, right? you've managed to go out and deliver and get people on board and use the power of music to engage people, to reduce their consumer addictions and reduce their, you know, carbon emissions, et cetera, et cetera. So we achieved our goal. Where do you see yourself in that moment? Because if we haven't got a positive outlook, then of course, you know, it's mass extinction for us all, right? Not to get too doom and gloomy, but that's potentially the opposite side of that. So where do you see yourself in 2030? Like, what's the vision that you're holding?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's always been music, you know, and, you know, so I really aim to be, it's funny because I said this last year and people told me I already was. I said, I want to be the biggest sustainable artist in the world. Right. Then people were like, oh, well, you already are. I guess because I powered over 900 concerts or whatever, and I've done all these things, but I feel like I haven't started. I'd say by 2030, the goal would definitely be the biggest impact artist of all time. You know, that would be the goal. If I halfway succeeded, there should be over 50-100 million maybe that have received energy, right? That didn't even have access to it. And not just energy, clean energy, afforded, right? And I think that I'd be leading that paradigm shift as well in the artist space. And not just art. It's not just music and touring. It's also filming and just how we shoot stuff and how we use energy. You know, this solution, I shoot all my music videos with my solar trailer, my battery tour solar trailer, or the, you know, the box that's behind here powering my TV and everything, the solar box. I've done all my, you know, the music video for 2030, the song that we'll play here. I have a song called 2030. All my stuff, all my recordings, all my music, probably 17, the last album, the new albums that are dropping now, this year, even before it. I've done all this off clean energy, and it would be incredible to raise or to see a new generation of artists doing the same, right? So 2030, if I can be the, you know, I will be the biggest impact artist of all time. That's the goal.
Yeah. There we go. That's the answer I was looking for. But thank you for the deep. I could see you were really, you know, feeling into that, and you know, because artists, we as artists, firstly, we understand the power of creativity. We understand the power of connection to, you know, whatever those streams of consciousness are, that intuitive nature that we tap into in order to be able to be a muse for, you know, the message. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it. I want to hear this track 2030. This is presumably the track that you've chosen to play next, right?
Yeah. 2030 is an interesting one. It's a good one. It's different. I like it.
Okay, let's hear 2030, and then we'll come back to you in a moment and you can tell me what that song's about. This is 2030 by AY Young.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wow. What a record. That's amazing. Amazing. How did that song come about, and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you talked about it, right? The 2030 goals, what we have to do. And also, here's another thing, is at the end of the day, I realized I can't give the world Project 17. Like, dude, we're sitting on a podcast or, you know, this interview, talking about 17 goals, explaining what they are, because most people don't know. They have no idea. Again, if I mention, you know, the last thing Kim Kardashian poster Kanye said, you're going to know. You have no idea if I say goal 9 needs to be achieved. You're like, you have no idea, right? So, you know, I knew that I needed to get the world ready for the goals. And so this EP, actually, I've been releasing, called Goals EP, that includes 2030 and a song called Goals and some of these other records, are just really just, I feel like they're just dope records, it's music, but they're kind of hinting toward what's coming, because I'm rolling this, you know, 2-year thing out, you know, so we can all plug in and take an action. So that's what it's about. It's just prefacing what's to come.
Nice, nice. Super, super clever. I need to introduce you, and I think you've already met online, a friend of mine called Alison, who's from Synchronistry. She's organizing the world's biggest party on New Year's Eve on the night of 2020, the night before 2030.
Wow, and she's organizing,
yeah, she's organizing a global party that has got three chapters to it. And it's really going to be to raise the vibration of humanity for the transition from 29 to 2030. So you guys need to meet, because I'm seeing you as the, you know, the headline moment of that majestical shift in consciousness that's going to happen. So I'm going to do that. The other thing I want to talk to you about before we go, and we are running out of time, these shows go super quickly, I could talk to you for hours, is Earth Day's coming up. And I don't know if you know, but you and I are going to be doing stuff together on Earth Day, because I'm going to be part of the Times Square tour, if that happens, with Nick and Where Worlds Collide. So I'm going to be involved in that. I'd love to get a print interview with you in the magazine, because we've got a magazine going out that day. I'm also hosting an awards ceremony that we have run now for the last 14 years, where we honor sustainability champions for their commitment to the world. And what I'd love to do, AY, is maybe we've got another awards happening in the UN Assembly, General Assembly in New York in September. I'd love to have you come, if you're around, to come and perform at our event. So awesome. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. So what are the next big things for you? Because I know you're doing something for Earth Day. What else have you got lined up in the immediate future?
Yeah, I mean, Earth Day will be super tight, right? I mean, you know, a lot of people calling me about Earth Day now, you know, but we've kind of tucked it in. I've been doing 215 shows or so last year around the world. You know, now we're preparing to release like the first song single from Project 17, and we're super busy now, really, you know, onboarding corporates and just really getting this thing, you know, plugged in. You know, so this year I think the big thing for me, you know, I've been working with Ken Lewis. He just got 4 Grammys for Taylor Swift. He's a guy who's got like 140 gold records. He did Uptown Funk and Eminem's Recovery and all the Ye's albums. I mean, some of the best producers in the world. Brian Kennedy, known for doing Disturbia for Rihanna, Forever for Chris Brown, like these legendary records. Kelly Clarkson, working with him in and out of the studio on the project, working with big artists. Again, like I said, you know, it's funny, I stayed at Jackson Brown's house. He's a legend, known for like writing for the Eagles and other things, right? And did Grammy Week, right? So, you know, it's, for me, it's we're kind of just like, at the, you know, it's kind of bubbling, we're boiling, it's right, you know, signed on one of the biggest law firms in Hollywood, Peter Paterno's group. They engaged with me, and now, you know, so blessed to have such great lawyers. It's funny in the music business how lawyers really, the right lawyers behind you mean a lot. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you need a whale, right?
Yeah, dude, I had no idea. And I also didn't even know, like, how it worked like that. So that's something. I'm from Kansas City. I don't, you know, I didn't know it worked that way. But it's so cool to join, like, you know, I think their clients are like Metallica, Dr. Dre, just on and on, right? So, you know, really just building this thing, onboarding sponsors, onboarding nonprofits that do the work, onboarding artists. And, you know, hopefully by Q3, around that climate week, we get to say hey in the world, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm going to be part of your journey for sure. I love the energy that you've got. I know our listeners will love it. If you do want to check out AY Young, then the way to do it is search for the Battery Tour. Get plugged in. I love that. That's a great message for all of us. I'm definitely going to get plugged in. AY, thank you so much for giving us the time. I know you're busy. It's a real honor to have you. It's been a real pleasure. And I can't wait to hear what's coming next from you. You're a force to be reckoned with.
Likewise, brother. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Jarvis. This was good.
It's a great pleasure, my man. Be lucky. Go and change the world. And thank you for doing that. We really appreciate you.